And this is Pat Blank. Joining me this afternoon is Pablo Haki, who is in Davenport at the high school there. Good afternoon, Pablo.
Good afternoon.
And you're joining me because you have a very special project in the backyards, essentially, of the high school. So tell me about that.
Right. So Central High School, as of this year, has an organic vegetable garden. And that came as a result of a group of students, and I being one of them. And we call ourselves Sprouts and Scholars. And we came together in the spring of last school year, and we talked about the possibility of creating a student-led school vegetable garden to raise awareness for the issue of eating healthy, eating local, and eating organic.
And how have you been able to use those vegetables, both in school and then also to pay it forward and give them into the community as well?
Right. So we've gotten the food service here at Central to be they support the garden, and they've also been involved. And we just encourage them to harvest and pick from the garden whenever they want to use that in a recipe. So far, I think we've had tomatoes being used in salads, in sub sandwiches. I've seen some salsa they've made, put it in the school lunches.
I'm speaking now with Gail Henninger, who is the advisor for the garden for the group. And tell me again the name of the group.
The name of the group is a name they actually came up with, and it's called Sprouts and Scholars. And a lot of that stems from, obviously, the garden being the Sprouts part, but they're all gifted students here at our high school, and so obviously they're all scholars as well.
And what a wonderful
so that's the name.
And what a wonderful bounty you've had this fall. This has been a really good year to have this be your first year of the project.
Oh, it was amazing. Every time I came up to the school in the summer and looked at the garden, it was so impressive. And just really pretty amazing to think, wow, because they had the watering schedule throughout the summer and trying to make sure they're maintaining it by pulling weeds and cutting things as they needed to cut them. But it was all so student-led, which was very cool, and I'm so proud of the students.
What lessons have been learned by you as the advisor and also the students going forward?
From beginning to end, they've had this vision of what it looked like, and they had to do a lot of research on, you know, how do you build a raised bed, what kind of wood do you use, what kind of dirt do you put in, how do you mix it to make it viable dirt and make it more productive, and what kind of plants do you grow, and even just to the, we actually did get two grants for this project, one from Hy-Vee, that's just like a Hy-Vee community garden grant, and the other grant was from Lowe's, and it was a toolbox for education grant. And also, we've purchased picnic tables now with the grant and quite a few tools.
And I just wanted to wrap up by saying thank you. The way we learn about these types of things is through people like you letting us know. So this is why your story is going to be on today, is because you reached out and told us about it. So good luck with your cover crop and everything else that you're learning. And you're leaving behind something for the students who come after you. So that's really terrific, too. Good work.
Thank you very much. It was great talking to you.